Well, say good afternoon. We continue today in Simen Nun Gimel, Sif Tes Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Misha Eino Shliach Tzibor, Kavua, someone who is not an established or set Shliach Tzibor, meaning he's not the established Shliach Tzibor for the community. Tzarech Lesariv Ma'at Kodim Shiari Lifnei Ateva. When he's asked to daven for the Amid, he should first refuse a little bit. Meaning he shouldn't immediately accept the offer, but rather, again, he should politely refuse. V'lo yosre midai. However, again, he shouldn't refuse too much. Elapam rishona misari. The first time he's asked, he simply declines or tries to push it off. U'cheshiyomu lo pam shniya meichen atzmo kimo sherotze lamod. When they ask him a second time, he has to prepare himself ultimately to ascend to daven. U'pam shlishes yamod. And the third time, that's when he actually goes to daven. But if the person asking the Shliach Tzibor to daven for the Amid is a great person, in that situation, the Shliach Tzibor should not go ahead and refuse at all. Writes the Mishneh Berurah Mem Dalid L'Sarif, Shliach Tzibor Shelo Ratze Lios Od Shliach Tzibor V'Kibla Acher B'Mkomo Ein Tzarech Rishus Kevin Shebiyodo Od Lios Shliach Tzibor V'Davka Me'akal Ein Tzarech Rishus Aval Me'ashliach Tzibor Sheni Tzarech Lito Rishus Kin Kasa B'Shuvas Yad Elio. This is very interesting, that if there was a Shliach Tzibor who didn't want to be Shliach Tzibor anymore, and ultimately the Tzibor accepted someone else in his stead, so that individual does not need to go ahead and ask Rishus from the Tzibor before davening, since he was appointed instead of the first Shliach Tzibor. However, interestingly enough, this is talking about the first Shliach Tzibor. That the first Shliach Tzibor wants to daven again, he doesn't have to ask the Rishus of the Tzibor, since already once before he was asked to daven for the Amid. Interestingly enough, however, he does have to ask from the second Shliach Tzibor, since that's the person who is currently davening on behalf of the Tzibor. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on Yud Zayin. If the Shliach Tzibor made a mistake and they need to replace him, also Shema Amidin Tachtav Lo Yisariv. In that situation, the person whom they are requesting to replace the original Shliach Tzibor should not refuse. In other words, humility is good. Humility is very important. But when the Shliach Tzibor, when the Tzibor is in the middle of davening and the Shliach Tzibor needs to be replaced now, that's not the time for humility. Rather, again, the person must accept this responsibility immediately. Yud Ches HaOmer Eini Yor Lifnei Ateva Meishah Begodai Tzivun. So if a person says, I'm not davening for the Amid because my clothing is a particular color, or because of my sandals that I'm wearing, lo yirid ba'osu tefillah klal, that person should not daven for the Amid, for that tefillah at all. Because it is the derech of the apikarsin, the atheist, of the agnostics, to go ahead and behave in this way, to place unnecessary emphasis on the color of the clothing or of the nature of the shoe that one is wearing. And therefore the concern is that if someone's saying he's not going to daven because of these issues, there is a concern that perhaps, again, he is not acting in a way that is befitting Torah. Perhaps there's some theological issue, and therefore he should not daven. Haga, va'afilu imnosin amasla l'dorv lo mahani. Even if he goes in and explains, amasla means he gives an excuse or an explanation as to why he's behaving this way, we still don't want him to daven for the Amud. Yud tes, halacha yud tes, yesh mon there are some people that say that a convert should not serve as a Shliach Tzibor, as a Chazan. However, these words, this position has been set aside and is not accepted. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah for just a moment. Mem tes milio shliach tzibor lefish lo yuchal lomer elokei elvaseinu aval kishum mispalo beino lebein atzmo yomer elokei avos Yisrael. See, interestingly enough, so some say that a ger should not daven for the Amid. Why? Because a ger cannot say elokeinu velokei avoseinu. Let's say in Shemona Esrei in Chazaras HaShatz. He can't say our God and the God of our fathers because, again, he's a convert and therefore his fathers are not Jewish. However, the Mishneh Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, says benit, but we do not paskin like this opinion. We set aside this opinion. Why? So look at the Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Nun. To Yocholomer Gam Kain Elokei Avoseinu Da Avram Nikra Av Hamon Goyim Kedichsiv Ki Av Hamon Goyim Mipnei Shalimeid L'Chol HaOlam Emunas Hashem. Interestingly enough, the way we paskin is that Avram Avinu is called the father of the multitude of nations. He educated the entire world about Emunas Hashem. Therefore, even this convert is also considered to be not just a child of Avraham Avinu by virtue of the fact that he converted, but he's a child of Avraham Avinu even before his conversion. Therefore, there is no problem for him to daven for the Amid. Shliach Tzibor Mamzer, Talib Machlokis in Mamzer Kasher Lichtov Tfilin. Interestingly enough, what about a Shliach Tzibor who's a Mamzer? So Shulah Shliach Tzibor was a Mamzer, again, born of an illicit union, ultimately daven for the Amid. See, interestingly enough, this itself is a subject of a Machlokis. Let's finish the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu Yochid Yochol La'akiv Velomar Eini Rotzi Sheploni Yechazon. Even an individual has the right to go ahead and object and say, I don't want so-and-so to be the chazan. I don't want so-and-so to be the chazan. However, again, im lo shekvar hiskim alav mitchila, assuming that he did not agree to the appointment of this chazan from the beginning. So if he agreed to the appointment of the chazan from the beginning, then he doesn't have the right to turn back around and say, now I don't want him. But if he didn't agree from the beginning, he could voice his objection. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this and says, eini rotze nun beis, v'dafka shiyish liach tzibor achar shiyuchlu akala haskira b'damav, avalim eino benimsa o shu benimsa ela shabar. So this is interesting. When do we say that one individual could object? When there is the possibility of finding the same Shliach Tzibor, or another Shliach Tzibor, at the same price. But if hiring a second Shliach Tzibor is going to ultimately cost the Tzibor additional monies, the Tzibor is not obligated to go ahead and assume additional debt for the objections of the individual. If the individual wants a different Shliach Tzibor, then he has the right, if he wants to demand it, he has the right to go ahead and pay for it as well. We will stop over here for today. Emer Tzashem will pick up with the Ramah in Simen Yud Tes. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Just a follow-up to the Halacha Shir. So I omitted one very important piece in the Mishnah Berurah. So in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Gimel explains the middle of Nun Gimel Kasvu Achronim Shezehadin Deshulchan Aruch Udafka B'Yemehem. This din of the Shulchan Aruch that one person could object to the Shliach Tzibor and demand the replacement of the Shliach Tzibor, that was dafka in earlier times. Aval hayom sheyadua sheba'avonosinu harabim harbi machzikim b'machlokes belit ham v'rech v'kavanasim sholu shem shamayim. But now today, that unfortunately we know that people engage in all types of machlokes, not for the sake of heaven. Im hayu tzrichen lishol l'chol yochid v'yochid b'yonin haminuyim bein le'in minuy hashatz omar b'tzora v'av bezdin bo'ir v'chol kai gavna lo hayu maskimim li'olam. If today you were to start asking people about their opinions about the Shliach Tzibor, the Av Beis Din, the Rav, the Magid Shir, so you would never get consensus on anything. Al kein, holchin acharov por e hamas, vafilu psule korve b'nehem. Therefore, again, the Magen Avraham writes that we go after the majority of people who pay the mas, the community tax. Those individuals who are actually going in and funding the community, so they go ahead and that we ask them when it comes to matters of appointment or matters of dismissal. But the Prima Gadim writes, we go after the seven, you know, custodians of the city. Essentially, today what this would be is like a board. So today a shul has a board. So therefore, again, if there's an issue with the chazan, we would go and we would speak to the board about it. What's important is that we try to avoid machlokes, and we do not simply automatically act based on the feelings of an individual. Magen Avram quotes another reason as to why today we don't go ahead and just simply automatically take into account the objection of an individual for Shliach Tzibor. The dafka bizmayim she Shliach Tzibor motzi rabim de chavasim betfilaso az haya yachid yachala akiv de nasa shlucha bal karcho ma she'en kin ato shekulam bikiyim rak Shliach Tzibor hu lepiyutim af api she'omer kadishu baruchu in kol kach peida. So the Magen Avraham quotes another idea, which is that in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, remember, the Shliach Tzibor was the one who was actively discharged, helping people to discharge their obligations because they could not read, and therefore again they were literally being yotze. You can't be yotze with someone if again you're vehemently against their appointment. But today with the Shliach Tzibor, again, is much more there in order to go ahead and kind of keep the pace of the minyan, but is not actually being motzi anyone any brachos, then the objections of the individual were not because for dismissal or replacement of the Shliach Tzibor. We'll say we will stop over here. Mirat Hashem will continue tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.